A very common example is the alkyne diethylacetylene dicarboxylate, which reacts with butadiene to give diethyl cyclohexa-1,4-diene-1,2-dicarboxylate. Trauma as a result of cataract surgery can trigger a cascade of events that can ultimately lead to ocular inflammation and pain. This cascade can start when trauma induces the release of phospholipids from membranes. Phospholipase A2 then converts these phospholipids into arachidonic acid. For over a decade, Novartis has been at the forefront of the fight against malaria, a mosquito-borne infectious disease affecting over 200 million people worldwide each year. With the parasite resistance representing a growing problem for the treatment and management of malaria, various strategies are being employed to identify new compounds. Patients with asthma have airways which have a tendency to narrow. There are three ways in which this can happen. First, there may be an increase in the secretions of the airways. Secondly, the muscle in the walls of the airways may go into spasm. And third, the walls of the airways may swell. In each case, there is less room for the air to get through. Most people experience a combination of these problems.